At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Shockface,
what happened?
A Tommy Mulé fashion take has pissed someone off. But this take isn't so much about the fashion as it is what you think a person who leaves the house with this.
Well, you should present yourself in a nice light.
When we first talked about this story, you were appalled that a woman would, as you say, present herself like this.
A slob.
Even though most parents were on her side. And according to this letter we have, most parents are willing to go to more places than just this. Looking like this woman did.
A slobbing woman.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, we talked about a video that had gone viral in a school drop-off line. The video showed a mother walking her two young kids to school, holding their hands. They got their backpacks on. And in this video, who was taken by someone else, by the way, but without her knowledge, she was wearing a robe, slippers, and a towel wrapped around her head. The video blew up, and it kicked off a massive debate online and in this room. Mm. Because on one hand, you had moms and dads who totally understood what this woman was doing.
I get it, man.
There was no need to dress up first off to drop your kids off at school.
This is less than dressed up.
On top of that.
I just got out of the shower.
On top of that, this woman is obviously in the middle of getting her day started.
Yeah.
She may have been forced to leave the house like that. Mm. But on the other hand, you had people like Tommy Mulé, appalled, as you said.
Yeah.
Grown woman.
A slack-ass woman.
Weird thing to be this passionate about.
Yes.
What, being presentable?
Yeah. Yes.
Having some standards?
Show some respect for yourself.
And you're so angry about it.
Yeah.
You're a woman.
Like something that doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form.
It's shocking. It's
shocking.
Disturbing.
Why? It's not like she's nude.
I don't want to see that either.
Yeah, you do, you pervert.
Was she hot?
What's that?
Was she hot?
I'm not going to tell you.
She ain't hot.
Oh, well, you never get to
they
know.
Never are.
Never gonna know. Oh, no moms are hot?
No slob mom is hot.
Oh.
If you're a slob mom, you ain't hot.
Well, Tommy, your take fired up moms for sure.
Yeah.
Because we got blasted with Facebook message, Instagram messages, emails, moms that were furious with your take. Mm. But it was the letter we got through the mail that I think perfectly encapsulates how parents feel about this situation. Oh. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, telling Tommy maybe don't comment on women's fashion.
Or lack thereof.
Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Of course, the person without kids is going to raise his voice to tell moms and dads how they should be doing things as parents. I heard Tommy being stupid and loud, making fun of a woman for wearing her pajamas to drop off her kids at school. This is what he wants to get upset about? I can agree there are places where you need to look your best. Day-to-day things that involve your kids are not one of them. Little school stuff, practices, rides to friends' houses, or pickups from the mall or the movie theater has no dress code. I'm not doing my hair. I'm wearing slippers or flip-flops, and there's a pretty good chance I'm not wearing a bra. I'll dress up for the rare kid occasion, but I don't feel pressured by any other parent to do so. The parents who do dress up all the time, I think are hiding something, and I assume are not good parents. So tell Tommy to shut up and go back to being a weirdo creep. Sincerely, Becca.
Bare-chested Becca, with her swinging tatas and her little ones in tow.
I'm fine with all that.
That's disgusting.
Oh, disgusting.
It's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Okay. Why?
Because she has no standards.
She's listening to this show.
How is getting your kids to where they need to be not having standards?
Put a bra on.
Why? I don't need to. I'm wearing a sweatshirt, and I'm comfortable.
Not you in particular. I was just saying in general. Put a bra on.
Can I sidebar before you go off like a car alarm?
Yeah.
What?
We always assume people that send us these letters to the mail are old people.
Mm-hmm.
Becca's a young name, right?
That could go either way.
You know an older Becca?
I knew some Beccas growing
Becca.
Up.
Well, Becky.
Are there still young Beccas? Like 20-something Beccas?
I guess now that I'm thinking about it, when I think Becca,
I think Becca's probably 30 and over.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
So Tommy,
she
says, not you or any other parent will shame her into dressing a certain way in situations involving her kids. And your response to her is?
Oh, my response to her?
To Becca, who writes
that you can do you, but I can't do me?
What are you doing?
I can judge.
No, wait, no. You doing you and her doing her is you dressing how you want and she dressing how she
right,
wants.
Right, but I have a right to my opinions and feelings, too. Whatever you're doing is disgusting me. I should have a right to say it.
Really?
You're a disgusting woman.
So you would walk up to Becca to her face and say you're a disgusting woman.
I would walk up to her and her bare-chested, her wide-nippled self and say...
Wide nipples?
You know she got them silver dollar nipples.
I'm okay with that.
And that never turned me on, man.
Well, look, any part in the store.
I mean, they're like this.
Okay, that's pancake. That's not silver dollar. And by the way, women can't control what the size of their nipples are.
I know, but I don't want to.
Bra
or
no bra, you still got the same nipples.
And you're not seeing the nipples through the shirt, Kimmy.
Well, you will see her on her because she's got no bra.
She's looking at your nipples while you're discussing her nipples.
Yeah, you do have gross nipples through your shirt.
I do. I have actually.
No, you don't. I've seen your nipples. You got weird nipples, bro.
I have normal nipples.
You got weird ass old man Italian nipples. They're curly like some of them weird posses you got to pay extra for.
We don't send you out of the room every day.
You would if
those
you could.
Those nips are showing through your shirt.
Becca is 100% right about everything she said. I endorse this letter. I endorse every second of it.
I'm with her.
There is too much to worry about right now.
Oh, here we go.
Where you
too much going on in this world today.
There is.
Women back in the 50s had things to worry about, but they dressed properly.
What did they have to worry about?
Everything.
Like women what? That you're talking about women that didn't work.
Communism being blacklisted.
Uh-huh.
The threat of nuclear war.
Okay. Kind of ran out of stuff there.
Yep.
Hippies.
By the way.
Beatniks.
All of those.
Rock and roll music.
You talk about.
The devil's music.
I have a question.
Those first three things they're worried about again.
And you're describing your mother, and you had so much respect for her, right?
Yes, I did.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way she dressed.
That one hurt me. Ooh.
My mother always dressed nice. She looked good.
We got a ton of Instagram messages.
Put a dress on that clipper.
Already coming in. We'll start with the ladies. Brooke writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF.
Busted Brooke.
Tell Tommy to F off. I just dropped my kids off in sweats and a t-shirt, also with no bra. I agree with Becca, and I'm 25. 25, no bra, dropping off the kids at school.
It ain't as good as you think.
I have a question for you.
Bare chested Brooke.
Are you judging a woman more who shows up because she rolled out of bed to get her kids to school on time? Or are you judging the woman that's all put together, ready to go, but the kids are late every day?
Ooh.
Late but dressed.
Yeah.
Properly.
Yeah. Because, you know, the assumption would be she's taking more time for herself.
That is selfish.
Like, either way, a woman's going to be judged. So, which one are you judging more?
The slob.
Wait, the kids missing 15 minutes of school every day?
They don't learn. We're falling behind in math anyway.
You can't even speak English right now. You're going to talk about how the kids don't learn. What are the events where you need to look good with your kid? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I would agree with Becca here. Anything that is not like a proper event, like a pickup, a drop-off, a sports practice, grabbing something to eat quick with them, shopping for something real quick, I am gym shorts, hoodie, ball cap, sweatpants. I do not care. My wife is T-shirt, free T-shirt, and yoga pants.
Every time I see your wife, she's dressed up.
You mean
up.
At the doctor's office?
Yes. And so all the other ladies.
Okay.
In their proper attire.
Bro, my wife is the queen of free radio t-shirts and yoga pants to drop off the kids everywhere.
But she's one of the good ones. I wouldn't judge her.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Yeah, you bitch-ass bitch. Where it starts to get debatable.
What was that?
Something like meeting with your kid's teacher, like a formal sit-down meet-the-teacher night or a parent-teacher conference.
You should be dressed.
Should you? I'm asking.
But it's on the calendar. It's something you prepare for, right? I mean, I would think like you could even just be coming from work. So
you're saying you should dress up for that?
I would think it's an event that you want to look presentable at.
Okay. See, I do.
Like you have your crap together.
I will put on like a collared shirt. For those.
But it's more the fear of judgment from
exactly.
the teacher,
but you're,
right?
It's insecurity.
It's not so much that like you feel like you need to. It's I just want this person to think that I got my stuff together.
I only do it because I know I'm dumb, and I don't want my kids to be at a disadvantage because they think the teacher thinks they have a dumb dad. But I would not judge a teacher. Let me try this again. I would not judge a parent for rolling into a teacher sit down in a hoodie and gym shorts. I would totally understand.
Well, if it doesn't go your way, don't bitch. You didn't get what you want. You didn't look like the man or the woman. You don't look like you got your crap together. And you expect the same result as somebody that shows up presentable.
Oh, I always think someone that shows up less presentable is more confident.
Well, the person, it doesn't matter what you think. It's the person across the desk. That's who you need to impress, buddy.
Don't point at me.
I'll
break that finger off and rub
your
curly nipples
probation.
With it. Shut up. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The lady tree has been shaken and they're falling all over the place.
Here come the ladies.
Casey's on CMF. Hey, Casey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got for us?
Well, I kind of disagree with both. I think there's a difference between showing up in a t-shirt and yoga pants and a bathrobe with a towel on your head.
Okay.
I just think you should be clothed and kind of teach your children that you need to a little bit represent yourself.
But?
What?
Oh, there was no but. All right, so Casey, do you have kids of your own?
I have two kids. I'm older, so I was raised to not even leave the house with my makeup off. So I
you're
know
a
that's
good girl.
A little uptight.
But. Oh, you're not. Right, it's funny because if you went on her side, you'd be like, yeah, because your father knew you were ugly, which I am not saying, Casey. That's what Tommy would have said because he's a jerk, not me.
And I am not.
Okay, great. Casey's super hot, according to Casey. Casey, how old are your kids now?
Oh, boy. 30 and 28.
So do you have a daughter?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. See, I feel like because you have sons, it's easier to say this right now. Like, if you had a daughter that was 29 years old, chances are pretty good she's rolling out of bed and dropping the kids off and whatever the hell she had on sleeping.
And I roll out of bed and rolled out of bed and dropped my kids off, but I did not have a towel on my head and a bathrobe and slippers. I think you put on some shoes, some yoga pants, and a t-shirt. I don't care if you wear a bra or not, as long as your boobs aren't hanging out all over the place. I just think that you should represent yourself with a little bit of self-respect.
No, but Tommy said, by definition, that is also trashy, and that makes you a trash mom. That's what he just said.
Well, I didn't hear that, but I disagree with that.
Well, I mean, he's not listening because he doesn't listen to
no,
trash moms.
I am listening to now Cruddy Casey.
Ooh.
That nickname wasn't even creative.
Doesn't matter. He's trying to hurt now, Kibby.
Know,
he's trying to hurt.
I am going to judge you,
what,
Tommy.
What, Cruddy Casey?
My duck mouth right now.
My duck mouth?
Wasn't that even creative?
He's pointing his curly nipples at you. Right now.
I know.
Casey, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too, bye.
Casey doesn't like you. No, she's mad at you.
I started liking her until she went cruddy.
She was cruddy the whole time.
Well, I didn't know that.
I would think, like, a woman who shows up in a bathrobe and slippers, she's got a good sense of humor. She doesn't take life too seriously.
Okay.
I agree with you 100%.
Like, that's a cool mom.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing moms have is a sense of humor.
You only hang out around women who don't dress like that, so you wouldn't
know.
Moms don't have a sense of humor.
And by the way, like, you didn't.
Oh, my wife doesn't have a sense of humor.
She's one of the good ones.
Ah, you are such a bitch. You are such a bitch.
I don't know what goes on in your house.
I tell you what goes on in my house.
She never hears anything funny in her house.
We do
it. Well, she says it.
Oh, man, women.
Zing back.
That's not a zing. You're trying to pander to women while calling them trash at the same time.
I'm trying the
it's
best
not,
I
no,
can.
You're not. You're not. And if this is the best you can, go home.
Don't you want to make men hot? Don't you want to make
why
men
why would she want to make you?
In the school drop-off line around what? Children?
Why? Don't you want to make, you know, look good?
For the 10-year-olds you're dropping off at
what
school?
What if the principal's there?
The female principal?
Or is it the male principal?
What if it's not?
I don't know.
You're trying to, like, bang the principal?
No, but you want to, you know, you want to be on people's radar for a good thing.
That's why you dress the way you do, in case there's people that want to bang you.
Not bang
you
me.
You just said bang.
Yeah, I'm a dude.
You literally just said bang.
And according to YouTube, I'm not bangable anyway.
No, you're not, and you're barely a dude. 252-WCMF, again, talking about this viral video from 2 weeks ago. A woman shows up dropping her kids off at school, bathrobe, slippers, towel on her head. Tommy freaks out. How dare this woman? Blah, 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 blah. Woman named Becca, I'm sorry, writes us, tells Tommy to stop being loud and stupid, which I think we can all get behind as Americans. Left or right, we can all agree.
Mama ass mop.
Says.
It's back.
Give me go ahead.
I do want to point out, because you're taking a hard stance here, but you didn't know your wife when she was in prime child teenager mode. So you
no, I did not.
You don't really know if the person you're describing is the woman you're married to currently.
So. When my wife dropped her children off at that time, she was dressed for work every time.
Well, because she worked there.
Yes.
You're such a bitch.
But before that, like when she dropped them off at like I don't know. Did they go to daycare or something?
Yeah, but she was rich back then.
Okay. And then she met Tommy.
And she didn't have to work back then. So, yeah, she was all dolled up.
Renee writes us on Instagram, man. They are so
Look, he's looking at me with a stupid duck lips. Like, yeah.
Right, oh, no, you're doing duck lips?
What about that, guys?
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Renee writes, depends on my kids' age. If they're teenagers and they're not getting up on time, I will dress like that on purpose to embarrass them. Get up on time and get moving.
Right, so she's using it as a form of punishment to the children.
Yes.
Okay, well, at least there's a motive behind it. I'm a slob.
I'm trying to figure out where Joe's here.
Joe?
Joe is on this topic because he writes us on Instagram, Tommy's floppy man boobs are out every day, and I'm still fine with that. Valid point.
Well, I can't do anything about it.
You can. You can cover up.
I have a cover up.
Today you do. Thank you. You know, when it comes to like where you should dress up, we talked about like the parent-teacher meeting. Another one that divides parents, moms especially.
What's that?
Game day if your kid plays a sport.
Oh, what do you mean?
And I think the sport matters. If they play a sport where there's only a few games a season, football, soccer, you will see moms especially go all out with the outfits.
So they're dolled up.
And the makeup. Oh, yeah, they will do their hair, makeup. Yeah. They'll have the personalized shirts. They'll have like high-end clothing.
It's something you plan for.
Sexy soccer mom.
However, if your kid plays a sport with a bunch of games like hockey, basketball, baseball, you will see every mom dressed like a total homeless person.
Oh.
Right? Like,
bundled up.
It's fine.
Sweatpants, layers.
I am in the comfiest.
You're going to a Bills game.
Exactly. Like, I'm in the comfiest of all of my stuff for my daughter's hockey games. My wife does not care. She has this long-ass coat that makes her look like she's a piano being moved.
Well, I mean, to your point, too, how early do you have to get to some of these games?
Hour ahead of puck drop, and then we're there for like 45 minutes.
And you're running
after.
Around getting your kids' stuff together.
Yeah. Let me ask you this one. Yeah, I don't know why I'm asking you two. You guys have kids, and you're borderline illiterate. How are you supposed to dress meeting another parent for the first time? Like, parent of a friend of your kid?
Oh, well, you should look like you got your crap together because you're both judging each other at that point.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to trust each other with your kids. So I would think you got to be on point.
I do remember my mom. Okay. I remember my mom getting pissed one time that this girl I was friends with, her mom started shopping at like Banana Republic. But like she was like, she doesn't even have a job where she needs to dress up. She's just dressing up to dress up. Why is she spending so much money on clothes? She doesn't even need. Like, it was like she got super catty about like this woman's high-end wardrobe for a job she didn't need a high-end wardrobe for. Oh.
Valid argument.
She's acting like she's so important and she's not that important.
No, I'm kind of with your mom here. Like I am more at ease if the parent shows up looking comfortable. Like if you're, you shouldn't try and impress me. It feels
but
like
you're both trying to impress each other because you both want your kids to. I guess it depends what your expectations are with this meeting. Like, do you like? Let's say you meet your daughter's boyfriend's parents.
Yeah.
For the first.
Time. Oh, I'm going low end on that on purpose.
Why?
Because I don't want. I'm not. I don't want this to be a thing.
But that's. So you don't want to look good. You want to look what?
Yeah, I want to look trashy on purpose.
Casual. Yeah. How about just casual?
No, I'm going
look
out
like
my,
you're trying too hard.
I'll be wearing my Aquinas football cutoff T-shirt that I've had since 2002.
You
right?
Don't see he sees through this.
I'm going to wear gym shorts, no underpants.
Well, you're going to show him your balls?
Well, I'm not going to show my balls.
Well, they're going to be right there.
If he looks hard, he can see them, and that's on you, pal. That's on you. No, well, I don't want this whole like, oh, we're going to be like friends, and our kids are dating.
All right, so
that
let's say,
makes my
so,
skin crawl.
All right, so let's say the guy's parents are the boyfriend's parents. You haven't met him yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Very professional. You don't know. You've never seen him, but you
know
they have
a professional job.
Yeah, like, okay. You know, big-time business people.
How does that affect me?
So, you know, they're going to be, like, sharp.
Great.
And your wife's a doctor.
And?
Sharp.
Yeah.
And what are you?
I literally just told you.
You're going to show up like a schlub.
You're trying to tell me how my wife, my doctor wife dresses.
Every time I see your wife out,
again,
she's
you always
dolled
see her,
up.
You only see her
like
when
events.
We're at nice events and at the office.
But
she leaves the house in.
I ain't buying.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of her every day
you
this
never,
weekend.
You're never with his wife in a casual setting.
Honey, pose. Tommy wants another picture of you for me to text to you.
I don't want to be involved in that. I believe you. Don't send me any pictures.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It feels like this is supposed to be a gotcha headline.
What happened?
What you got going on over there, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Mouthful of peach.
Wait. So when he retires, you got to take up the mantle? Don't joke. Don't joke. Like you do every day between 6 and 10.
All right.
This is something that folks who didn't want using to say, see, this was a bad idea all the time. But not only does this make sense, it may finally answer a question we've been waiting for here in the break room for like 5 years.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The headline?
What's the headline?
New York State has seen a spike in cannabis-related visits to emergency rooms.
So I had to go to the emergency.
That's exactly what we are describing.
How does that happen?
So we'll get into it. We'll discuss that in a second. But the report, which was covered by news stations across New York State, all news stations here in town did a story on this this week at some point. It was compiled by a group called Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Now, if you go to their website, they seem to be an anti-legal marijuana crusade.
All right.
Which is not mentioned in any of the stories that printed this study. Now, a few of them on their website linked to the site, so if you clicked on the link and went through their website, which is a lot of work, you would be able to see where this is coming from. So I want you to take everything I'm going to tell you with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
The group says since 2021, emergency room visits due to marijuana are up 44% statewide. And that is true. That is done. That was a study done, also covered in the Democrat and Chronicle. And then they start breaking it down different parts of the state. Just above New York City, saw a 147% increase in ER visits due to marijuana. That's a lot.
Yeah.
What is funny, however, in our region, there was no increase in ER visits due to marijuana.
None. I am surprised.
Apparently, we are really good with our marijuana.
But
or
in
we
New
just
York.
Always had a lot of
That's what I'm saying. One of the two. So my favorite part of this study that they put out here, they cite emergency room visits. But there is not a single piece of data in this story dealing with death or long-term injury. And that really matters. And that's why these numbers should not be surprising at all. So to be clear, there is nothing in this information that says somebody died from consuming marijuana. Yeah. There is nothing in here that said they had some long-term disability because they were taking marijuana. It's just the trip to the ER.
They were just rushed there because they were being lazy.
It's an emergency case of lazy.
Not getting anything accomplished today.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Tell me when you think I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like these are folks who either never tried marijuana or had not tried it in years and overdid it.
Or, misjudged the intake.
And they got...
Because it's very easy to do.
You said it's really powerful.
Yeah, especially if you're doing it for the first time, you might think like, oh, one, I'll take one of these, right? Like, that's a serving size. One should be fine, but it's going to hit you differently if you haven't done it in a long time. Okay. So, yeah, I could see you taking one of those thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? I can't turn back. And that's when the paranoia sets in and everybody handles it differently.
So they got scared, which is understandable. Yeah. And they wanted to make sure they were okay, and they went to the hospital. And chances are pretty good after that experience, you're not going to make that mistake again.
Probably not.
All right, so that being said, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The information being legitimate that since 2021, there have been a 44% increase in marijuana-related ER visits in New York State. Do people see this as a big deal? Is this a big deal to you?
No, of course not.
It doesn't say people are dying from it.
There's not a single person in
it's
this.
Just, it's just simply
it got away from
they're getting it checked out.
Yeah. And by the way, if you were someone listening right now that had this kind of experience when legal marijuana showed up for the first time, what led you to ending up in the ER? Like, what was your thought process from consumption to I am going to the hospital? What the hell happened?
It's got to be the edibles. Because if you are somebody who smoked in the past, like smoking it, you can do it slowly. You know how much it's going to hit you little by little. But it's when you're taking something and you can't go back.
Or you just ingested it
freak
and then it's
out.
Gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
There's a delayed fuse a lot of times
with
the edibles,
yes.
too. Like, all
I don't
of my,
feel anything, so I'll take another
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of my friends I know that had never tried edibles and tried them when they became legal had that exact experience.
Jesus Christ.
What?
You have friends?
Not anymore, I don't.
You never did.
But what is most interesting about the numbers we have in front of us,
yes.
you know, past the point that these news stations published propaganda from a group with a clear agenda here.
Yeah.
Okay. This story may finally give us an answer to a question that we asked all the way back in 2020 when they announced marijuana would be legal for consumption in New York State.
What was that?
How many people who, A, had never tried marijuana, or B, had not done it in years, were going to get back into the marijuana game? Because that was a big debate. Is this just going to be people who have been doing it illegally continuing to buy? Mm-hmm. Or were there going to be people that showed up and tried it again now that it was legal? And the numbers that we're seeing here, people going to the hospital, I think indicates that a lot of people who either went away from it or never tried it before got in on it because they were now legally allowed to do it.
Yeah. Right? I mean, if I was single still, I would have tried it.
Why don't you put your foot down?
My little tiny Tommy foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any noise.
Well, I'm sorry. You were a big man a second ago talking about, you know, women and how they should dress.
It's just weird
how all of a sudden your little tiny Tommy foot ain't doing nothing no more.
Well, you know how it goes around my house, man.
Slow walking. Not your house.
I know.
Not going around your house.
Yeah, I know, brother.
It is very interesting that these folks, the 44% increase in ER visits due to marijuana since 2020, in theory, they weren't avoiding marijuana because they had an ethical issue with it. They were avoiding marijuana, or they weren't avoiding marijuana because they thought it would be bad for them. They were only avoiding marijuana because they were afraid of getting in trouble.
Yeah, it was illegal. That's it.
But it wasn't that illegal.
But you still didn't want to deal with it. You didn't want to get pinched and had to go get a lawyer. And
it's a ticket.
Yeah, and it could also be you just were out of the game for so long, you didn't even know where to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like
right?
maybe when you were a teenager, you had a hookup from a buddy or something. And then as you age, and let's say you did want to try it, even when it wasn't legal, you may not have really known who to turn to for that.
Okay, so working in radio and comedy, we're kind of...
Yeah, kind of easy to score.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it was but the average person...
Yeah.
I still think they would know someone who, if they asked, said, can I get a dime bag of weed, they'd be able to get it off the street. No?
I don't know. But it could be a fear, like, do I trust it? I don't know.
Okay,
like,
that's a valid point. That's a valid point. 252 WCMF, a study shows up this week, covered by all news stations, that there has been a 44% increase in ER visits since legalized marijuana in New York State due to marijuana. And the numbers are legit. It's just it comes in a study from a group that is obviously anti-legal marijuana, which wasn't really stated in any of the news stories here. But I don't see it as a big deal. And it answers the question that, yes, you had all of these people get back into marijuana, which I also find a little strange.
We're getting back into the green game?
No, by the way, I'm not judging you. Whatever you want to do. I just kind of thought there were some things that if you went long enough without it, it was in your past.
Yeah, but now you're kind of curious again. And now, like, edibles and stuff like that, there's so much more variety than when we were kids smoking it, right?
Yeah, you're right. You can smoke it. You can eat it. You got
bake with it.
Vaping, all that
stuff. Right. So, I mean, it looks like a lot more fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's candy.
No, you're right. You're right. But also, people that took it thinking it's just candy also way overdid it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. But it sounds like a lot of these visits probably were an overreaction. I wonder how many of these visits this ER thing wasn't even necessary. Like, they could have just wrote it out at home.
No, you're right.
Probably. And that's usually what they tell you to do.
Like,
drink
go
water
home
and you got to wait it out because...
Nothing we can do.
Yeah.
But I will say this, in defense of those people, I told you the story. I told the story on the air late last week. I had smoked that K2, that legal stuff.
Synthetic stuff.
Yeah, synthetic marijuana when nobody knew what it was. Right. I was in my early 20s, and I ended up in the hospital. And I could have.
But there's nothing they could do for you.
You're right. And they just, you know, they were very kind.
But they made you feel better.
Yes.
Take a nap.
Sometimes you just need that. Somebody, an expert to tell you it's going to be okay.
Yes, I could have wrote it out, but I was convinced in that moment I was going to die. So I do have sympathy for these folks that are, you know, 30, 40, 50, haven't done it since prom night.
Yeah, you remember how it hits you.
Oh, God, no. What have I done? They're going to find my green body lying somewhere.
I can hear my heart beating.
All right, so Michael brings up something. Is this a thing? Has anyone ever heard of this?
What?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. People finding out they are allergic to THC.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know you could be allergic. I guess you could be allergic to anything.
Can you Google THC allergy?
Like you break out or something?
Unless it causes like a massive, I don't know. Would you break out?
Well, either you break out or you can't breathe. I mean, I don't know what an allergy does to you.
It is possible to be allergic.
What are the symptoms?
Let's see.
Oh, that would suck if you were allergic to THC.
Skin reactions, respiratory symptoms, so like wheezing, coughing, nasal congestion.
I would freak the F out, bro.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you can have like severe life-threatening allergic reactions.
Okay, but that can be done with anything that you put in your body.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you can get that from a strawberry.
Because there are also people that have an alcohol allergy, which has got to be a nightmare.
So my brother's business partner had it.
Oh.
And he was an alcoholic that continued to drink.
So what were his symptoms when he drank?
So he had rashes all over him, constantly all over the time. Like, he always looked like he was sunburned.
Okay.
And he lived in Florida, so it kind of made sense. But, like, on his arms and stuff, they blistered and stuff. And so he always wore, like, long-sleeve shirts, but he drank his entire time.
You know, it's so funny you bring that up. The neighborhood I live in has a whole bunch of Asian folks. I think Laotian.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? So when we would have these neighborhood parties back in the day, you know, everyone would come over and they would start drinking. I remember talking to this one guy. He doesn't live in the neighborhood anymore. Yeah. But he would tell me, you know, when I drink, I get really red and I have, like, these skin reactions to alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, man. He's drinking a beer while he's telling me this. And he's just like, it is what it is.
This is something they deal with.
So he told me, I don't know if this is true, that this is common in the Asian community.
Oh, really?
That apparently, like, that Asian folks and alcohol.
Yeah, Asian friend who told me she always got very, like, flushed when she would drink. Yeah.
And alcohol does not agree with the Asian population.
But they're a big drinking culture, too.
I mean, maybe it's the type of alcohol. Because, like, they make alcohol out of rice over there, right? That's sake.
Yeah, but they also drink just regular, you know, the same stuff we drink.
No, that's what I mean. Like, maybe is it
it could be the grain.
The grain? Who the hell knows?
Not the alcohol, baby. It's the grain.
By the way, if you are somebody who is allergic to THC, which seems like it's pretty rare, but you are probably also allergic to, like, hemp products, like other cannabis compounds, they say, like CBD, stuff like that.
Then I can't wear your rope belt.
Damn it. I break it out.
We'll finish with this. Brandon writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I am allergic, actually, and I smoke every day still.
Hang in there, buddy. Be tough.
Makes my nose very ruddy and hands itchy sometimes, but other than that, it doesn't bother me. Every time I smoke, one of my nostrils completely closes. It's like a party trick. Hey, man, stop.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
But listen, man, think of the thing you love the most.
What you're willing to put up with.
You may tough through it, man. I think if it's not going to kill you, if it's just going to be a little uncomfortable, I may want that buzz.
Okay.
I mean, I would.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will finish with this one because this one I think is the most interesting. We had asked people for their experiences. And we just got a ton of them come in. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't see them on Instagram. But Deanna writes us.
Yeah, she's free.
Regarding ER visits for weed, I had a triple infused cake pop and thought I was going to die.
Well, is that thing I got you?
Well, yeah, but this one had marijuana in it.
Yeah, it's like
So it's like a candy thing.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake on a pop. Yeah,
like
a
popsicle. But it's got the weed in it.
Yeah, yeah. She says it was the most miserable experience. Didn't go to the hospital, though. I just stayed home and assumed I would die on the couch.
Okay.
It is a tease with like things like the baked products like that. Because do you know how hard it is to not eat a full cookie?
Oh,
that's a great point.
Like, this is delicious. I want to finish it. I'm not just taking a bite, even though you should only take one bite.
No, that's a really good point. Like, maybe you just put as little marijuana in there as possible so I can have all of the cookie. Is that fair?
Yeah, I got a touch.
But it's not like the cookies taste good anyway.
Eh, some of them do. They've really perfected it.
Okay, it's been a while in your defense. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The timeline doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh.
Well, the Bills had a long, long time to get a look at this guy and decide if he was going to be...
the man?
Yeah. And it seems like they made that decision. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, it was chaos on Sunday night. But, Kimmy, I don't remember this standing
out
as...
Don't remember it being an issue.
Right?
Or, I mean, I don't remember it being amazing, but I don't remember it being a problem.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy said it a second ago. The Bills have been an international news story for 2 days.
Yeah.
And you have all of the stars giving all of the comments, and it all sounds awesome. Josh, even-keeled, cool. But the guys that are new to this team, Josh Palmer, wide receiver, Joey Bosa, defensive end, have been just smiling ear to ear in every interview saying, this is great, I love it here, man, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one Buffalo Bill who played his first and now last game.
Oh, really?
On Sunday.
So did I see him on the HBO?
I don't know because I didn't watch it because I'm not a jinx.
Okay.
Yesterday, the Bills released punter Brad Robbins.
Yeah, I remember seeing his ass.
He's the punter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he did okay, right? With the punt?
Okay,
so I guess statistically, no.
He was averaging 40 yards a punt.
It said he was the lowest rated punter for week one.
Okay,
take that however you want to.
Look. I will say this.
Yeah.
With all the chaos that was that game on Sunday night.
Yeah. They kept going three and out.
But I don't remember thinking like, oh, he shanked it or, oh, this punt sucks.
But it sounds like he had to punt a lot in that first half.
I think he had 5 punts.
That's a lot in that first half, isn't it?
Well, no, that was throughout the game. I think he had 5 punts.
Oh.
I mean, it's more than we're used to.
Yeah.
So Brad Robbins signed in Buffalo in March. He went through all of the offseason training activities. He was in training camp. He played in the preseason, although he was sick for the last preseason game. So Jackson Hawes punted or whatever his name was. After 60 minutes of football, they cut him?
Wow.
Yeah.
So was he a rookie or did he come from someplace else?
I think he came from someplace else.
All right.
I think. So that has to be the world's biggest mind F.
Yeah.
Well, that was a hell of a game. Get out.
You probably had no idea you were even...
on the bubble?
Yeah, on the bubble.
But you were part of the celebration. Yeah. You're all jumping up and down.
It's not a position that... unless you really screw up, usually teams aren't looking to replace you.
So Tommy,
everybody's high-fiving. Yeah,
Tommy,
get out.
Not only was he part of the celebration, think about this. he held the game-winning kick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the first.
He was older.
He jumped up and lifted up Matt Prater while they carried him off and around the field on his shoulders. He was the last person to touch the ball in that win. And 12 hours after, he was gone.
Wow. Yeah, so he apparently had the worst EPA metrics in the NFL.
Oh, he didn't tell me about the metrics.
Okay. But it is weird, but he still didn't seem bad. I don't know.
Hey, if I'm the Bills...
The guy they brought in, is this just a guy that they've been wanting to add to their roster and they found the right time to do it?
He had a massive knee. He's Australian, the new punter.
Oh, he's probably a soccer
guy.
But
he's an older dude, too. I mean, old 33. In terms of like... of being a football
player. But these soccer guys go long.
He's not a soccer guy. He's a rugby guy.
Oh.
I think.
He's a tough guy.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Cameron Johnston.
That is the most Australian name I've ever
heard. Cameron Johnston.
He looks exactly like Bill Burr.
You call that a ball? Like, I'll show you a ball.
Are we talking testicles? Or?
Maybe in the men's room.
Okay. Now he's Connery.
Yes.
Okay. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
He looks exactly like the comedian Bill Burr, to the point where when they That's posted his picture, I thought that somebody had made it as a joke.
He's a redhead?
He's bald.
Yeah.
Balding redhead?
Not
a good look.
Yeah.
Like, you got the worst of both worlds. At least I ain't got red hair.
Bro, you don't have a speck of hair above your headphone line right now.
What do you think I look like with red-ass hair?
It doesn't matter. You're already ugly.
It'd be worse. I'd smell.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. So this is so strange. The only other time I can remember a Bills player going through an entire offseason and training camp and being released after the first game was in Rex Ryan's second season when they cut fullback and brother of Rob Gronkowski after the open.
Oh.
It's the only other time I can remember
Baby
this.
Gronk.
You went through the whole offseason. You played 60 minutes of football and they were like, nah, no thanks. What, were you not watching him the entire offseason?
Well, it is Rex Ryan.
So
maybe he thought he actually had Gronkowski.
So I get that people don't really concern themselves with a punter, which is understandable, especially with this Bills offense. But there is a massive issue here. You're bringing in a new holder.
Yeah,
a
new kicker.
You have a new kicker, a new holder, and you just won a game on a walk-off field goal. I don't love this idea. I don't love this.
Oh. So you think they should have held the kid?
So does Brad Robbins, the guy they cut, does he go to the practice squad?
They can re-sign to the practice squad if they want, but if you
but
just...
why would you hang? I'd be like, I'm done with you guys.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Hold on to another two punters?
Well, I mean, yeah, you don't normally hang on to two punters unless one of them's hurt.
Because usually some guy else on the team can punt.
Well, so they have an emergency punter.
A backup guy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for example, knock on wood, if something happens to Matt Prater now, Ray Davis is your kicker. Yeah. He's your emergency kicker. Yeah.
Right.
But you don't want your emergency punter to punt.
No.
Oh. Well, obviously. But you do have a plan.
Well, no, but the bigger issue would be who holds the kick, who's your emergency holder, because those field goals, those extra points, it all matters. I mean, it was a matter of 1 point.
It is the one thing when they really show you how you screwed up, because they so, like, zoom in on your hands, screwing it up.
Well, and everything has to happen in a fraction of a second. You have to catch the ball, get it down, spin it so the laces are out, and then tilt it exactly how the kicker wants it.
Is it? It's a very finesse position.
Ooh, way to put that. Very nice. It's a very finesse way to say that.
You're like a diamond cutter.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Mm.
Well, don't you kind of wonder, too, because he was available, the guy that they picked up.
Yeah.
That's
why he lost his job.
So he did not play at all last season because he had a massive knee injury.
Okay.
So maybe he's recovered from that, they think. I mean,
how'd you do
seems
that?
Seems like a guy you're kind of taking a chance on, then.
He punted opening day for the Steelers, and that was it. He was out for the rest of the season. I don't know if he got hit. I don't know if he landed wrong.
He lost his job, yeah.
But, all right, so... let's just find someone else on the roster if you're going to be rolling through punters that's going to hold the kick.
Okay.
Because it used to be like the third string quarterback held the kick, but you can't have a third string quarterback anymore.
Oh. I mean, you're paying a lot of money for that too, probably.
Well, league minimum.
Oh.
But it's about roster numbers now, Tommy. You'd rather have a nice backup gunner on special teams.
A gunner?
Than a Gale Gilbert holding kicks for you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.